We had 10 machines, 5 disc machines and 5 tine machines.
And for those outside the industry, the difference between a disc and a tine machine?
Basically, a point that engages the soil is slightly different. Disc implies, as it says, a disc engages the ground, where a tine, it's actually got a knife point or a engaging tool which is mounted to a straight shank, basically.
And the disc seeders, how common are they?
Not that common here in the Mallee, mainly because we've got some challenging soil types or a lot of variability in soil type. But maybe with things like this here, this demonstration, we might see a few more.
Okay, and we've come back to the seeding site a couple of months down the track, and as we look across the paddock, can you see any visual differences between where the different seeders have gone?
Certainly can. We're standing on the western corner now, and the farmer's machine is quite sparse. You can see lots of stubble. Some of the demonstration plots amongst the demo show a lot of consistency and some more advanced crop.
Do you think overall there's a difference between the disc seeders and the knife point seeders?
Not at all. I think we've seen a lot of variability between machines, which is surprising really. It was sown dry on the 10th of April. It got one good rain. It's had a couple of rains now, but one good rain in June, whereby we thought everything might come up and look fairly similar, but it's surprising the difference, to be honest.
And just how big are the differences?
Well, look, we've got some plant numbers as low as 10 plants per square metre up to 120 on plants per square metre, so very, very contrasting, really.
And, I mean, on the day you could see the differences in the seeders. Some were like a few decades old and some were the whiz-bang, lots and lots of buttons to push. And does the age of the machine, has that made a difference?
No correlation at all, really. I think the one key thing thus far that's come out of this is the more consistent the seed has been placed in the soil, the better the outcome. So the more crop they've got up, the better it's come up, the more established it is now, and potentially the better it'll be down in the future.
And so consistency, what do you mean by that?
I guess in terms of variability in seed placement. So the least amount of variability, the better the plants establish and the more plants we've got out of the ground.
And everyone's going to want me to ask, so which one's performing the best?
Look, there's one particular disc which has done a good job, and there's also a tined machine which has done a good job. But this soil type here where we're standing is quite challenging. I suggest that all machines here could potentially do a good job on the right day if they were set up well. This was fairly rushed in part. You know, we're not trying to discredit any machine, really. I think they'll all do a good job in the right situation.
And do you think some guys who swear by a knife point system will see the disc system in action here and go, ooh, maybe there's something more to it?
Maybe, and I guess that's part of this demonstration. It's actually to look outside the square, think beyond where we are. We've been in no-till for 10 years now. We've got a lot of guys from the community now looking at the next thing, and we're trying to help make that decision, essentially.